This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I kind of finished the thought of what I just said, and, you know, maybe some of you turned the radio off. I don't know. I don't have all these things concreted in my mind. The reason I'm telling you them is because we're in such a situation that only an appeal to the supernatural is going to pull us out of it, I believe. We're so inundated that so many of the power levels, from press to government to legal to the just medical, health-wise, what else can take care of this except the supernatural? There's a lore in Egyptology, in their own writings, their own hieroglyphic writings, in I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's P-A-T-A-H, I believe, Pata. They believe that Pata created heaven and earth, and that how did Pata do it? It says right in their hieroglyphics, Pata thought it, then felt it, then created it. The allegorical meaning, the Bible is a historical book, certainly. It's a spiritual book, most certainly. It's also an allegorical, much deeper, hidden, parabolic meaning. The story of Jacob, when he goes to get his father, to get his blessing from his father, and he puts the coat on, the goat on him, and he fools his father, and his father can't see. That's a mystical meaning of this creation, this story. In Ecclesiastics, when you have leprosy, you were supposed to go to the temple and kill one of the doves, drain its blood, and then dip the other bird in the blood, and then let it go. This is the same. As weird as this may sound to you, this is the allegorical meaning. The deeper, deep, this is deep spiritual knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, of taking your thoughts and feeling them. It wasn't when Jacob went to Isaac, he said, I feel you. You sound like my son Jacob, but you feel like Esau. Feel. Your feeling, your emotions, your passion, and your convictions are what the globalists are trying to capture. Because by capturing them, they believe, they know, they've done all the research, they know. Why do you think they're trying to clog your pineal gland? They know that's where the power is. The power in this world is not outside you. It's been placed in you. And that may seem blasphemous to many, but we go out throughout the world searching for solutions, searching for hope, searching for this. God within you is the hope of your glory. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And your passion, your thoughts, your feelings, what do you feel right now? If you can spend some time and feel a change, no matter what it is in your life, and then you dip the bird, the live bird, in the blood of the dead bird, represents your old situation, and a new one, dip it in the consciousness, in the life force, which is consciousness, the life force of everything that you see is your consciousness, and it is only held together by somebody's thoughts. Somebody's thoughts are holding everything that you see together. You see that? Ever seen the movie The Matrix? Yeah, you think that those guys just made that up, and about the putting the batteries in the children and all that? That was DARPA research. You think they just made that up? No. Everything you see, including these globalists, and there's a small number of them, there's not many of them, but they've tricked us. So you think what you want, how you want the world to change. You pray. This is prayer. You feel it, and then you create it. You go into the Sabbath day. That's the day of rest. God created it. For 6 days he labored, and then he rested. And then why did he rest? Because it was done. Even though physically it didn't manifest. When you make your wife pregnant, well, I have two children. I made my wife pregnant. It's like, well, she's pregnant. Well, where's the baby? Well, you got to wait 9 months. And then it comes by means that you don't know, almost miraculously, out of the blue. It's a miracle. The supernatural has a way of making these things appear. The globalist elite are using this technique on you every day. And I bring this up especially before our next guest who's coming on, Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.com. This is an almost insurmountable problem, or seems like it. The answer to all these things are in your conviction and your ideas, and that's why I've tried so desperately to get you to question these convictions and what are you going to do about it, and your prayers and your thoughts. And the world will meld around your convictions. That's why the sociological law, you get 10% of a population to believe anything, convicted-wise and willing to proselyte and immune to resistance, you get 10%, it will inevitably become the majority opinion. Because the world will change to the conviction of these 10%, where most of the world's not convicted about anything. What are you convicted about? Your convictions will change your family's life. Your family's life will change your neighborhood's life. And your neighborhood will change your city, your state, your country, your world. The power is within you. It is a truth beyond argument. It is self-evident that all men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And there is nothing in this world that has any power to derail those except your consciousness, our collective consciousness of accepting something different. That's why I have over and over and over again begged you to put the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, up on your refrigerator to question your convictions and to manifest your convictions. When you pray tonight, the God of all heaven is watching you and will hear your prayers if you think them, if you feel them, if you believe them, and you go into the Sabbath day on them, and you trust in the supernatural, and you trust in God, including what we're dealing with now. Without any further ado, that was kind of a long, convoluted introduction. But Dane Wigington, it's a pleasure to have you on. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for your continued willingness to cover the critical issue of climate engineering, which I would argue, mathematically speaking, is the greatest assault ever launched by the human race against creation and the natural processes. So is this not displaying God with the weather? Not an unimaginable transgression here?
I love how you put that and how you framed that. And we talked, I was going to talk to you on the phone for about 5 minutes today. We ended up talking about 45. you had me enthralled. When people, and for our audience, when they hear global warming, they think of Al Gore, when they think of man-made, all this, they turn off. You had me turned on to what you were saying, and I am all ears, and let's start with what's most important to you. What do you want us to know today?
Let me first back up on the website. It's geoengineeringwatch.org, not .com. We do own the .com site. It goes to the same place, but it's .org. Just want to correct that for the record, just in case. The purpose of our site, it's a data repository. It's non-political. No advertising on the site. We're simply there as a tool for people to use to help wake others up to this issue. And by sharing credible data with people, it's exponentially more effective at waking them up than just pointing at the sky and ranting and raving. So we try to provide the credible data people need to wake others up. Here's the issue with the planet as a whole, Daniel, the climate, the atmosphere, and climate engineering. Without a functional habitat, we will not be here much longer. And I mathematically speaking, and although I'm not an Al Gore fan, as you know, I made that very clear. Al Gore is a part of the criminal cabal that runs the world. He played the part they wanted him to play to make people hate him so much that they would ignore other facts and figures, and we need to get past that. So the bottom line is, as we discussed off the air, there can be no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without discussing climate engineering first and foremost. And beyond that, I think, Daniel, we do recognize all of us that are looking at this through a clear lens. We've not been good stewards of this planet, which we are required to be. So we need to not forget that part. But that being said, the single greatest, mathematically speaking, this is not my opinion, it's a mathematical fact, mathematically speaking, the single greatest assault on creation ever launched by the human race is climate engineering. How can we discuss the state of the climate without discussing that legitimately? Answer, we can't.
Let's start there. What define climate engineering for people?
Climate engineering involves many processes. This is not cloud seeding. That's a very different issue. In fact, cloud seeding that people think is the same as climate engineering, cloud seeding is simply a red herring to distract people from the bigger issue, which is climate engineering. So cloud seeding involves single-engine propeller-driven airplanes dropping pounds of material. Climate engineering involves jet aircraft that in some cases with military tankers are dumping 100-ton payloads of toxic materials into the atmosphere in a single trip. So we're talking about two very different things. So climate engineering is man's deliberate attempt to control Earth's natural processes. And as we can all imagine, doing so has led to unimaginable cataclysm, which is getting worse by the day. It's preventing the planet from responding as it otherwise would have to the damage we've done from other sources. So, again, there's no benevolence in these programs, Daniel, and although the military personnel who are involved and other private sector personnel who are involved are being told they're doing something for the greater good, something to slow down the breakdown of the planetary climate system, that couldn't be further from the truth. Daniel, question for you. You see all the pharmaceutical commercials, correct, that every new pharmaceutical product that claim to treat a certain symptom, and then you hear the list of side effects that are so catastrophic you can't imagine anybody would take that, correct?
Yeah, I would live with the first thing. Every time I hear that, I'll just live with heartburn. Heartburn's fine compared to that.
Correct. So this is what we have, and again, this is the mentality behind many involved with these programs. Even and whether modifications being used is weather warfare as well around the globe. I can fill in some of those blanks in a moment. But the bottom line is, the attempt to intervene in Earth's climate systems, it's been going on for 70 years, and these processes involve saturating the atmosphere with electrically conductive light-scattering particulates. Many of these particulates are toxic heavy metals like aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese. When people see these long, lingering trails out of aircraft, this is not condensation. We know this absolutely positively. We have the film footage to prove it, them turning on and off, nozzles visible. We have photographs of these nozzles. We know from, and this is very important, we know from a high-bypass turbofan jet engine, which is all military tankers and all commercial aircraft, that's a jet-powered fan. It's very different from older, more primitive, or different design jet engines like a turbofan or a low bypass that were more capable of producing a condensation trail. The new jet engines are not capable. We need to keep that in mind.
Okay, there's the music for a break. This is a very good introduction. We're going to get into more of this. This is why we're Alzheimer's is going crazy. One of the reasons, because we got aluminum everywhere. I also hear reports that NASA's saying the sun is 30% less light getting to Earth. We'll get to that and more after this. And what can we do about this? Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're talking to Dane Wigginton from geoengineeringwatch.org or .com. They both go there, but .org is the main site. We're talking about geoengineering. Now, some people say chemtrails, and that word maybe is a four-letter word to you for different reasons or whatever, but that's what we're talking about so people can understand. We're talking about chemtrails and then kind of an extension of that. Explain that, please.
Certainly the chemtrails term is descriptive, and many people insist on using it, but that's unfortunate because that is the buzzword that every official agency and mainstream media uses to immediately marginalize this issue because there is no science term that connects to that phrase. So there's no science definition, I should say. So, again, if we want to gain traction in this issue, we need to stick to the science terms. Climate engineering, very descriptive, geoengineering, solar radiation management. On the third term, solar radiation management, Dan, that's, again, the stated purpose, although this agenda is much bigger than this, to put light scattering particles in the atmosphere to block some of the sun's incoming thermal heat, thermal radiation, to try to mitigate the warming of our planet. And on that note, we should all consider, obviously, if something can deflect heat, it can also trap heat. After 70 years of climate engineering, we know that it is not mitigation for any damage already done to the climate. In fact, it is fueling that damage. And if I could clarify before the breakdown on the high bypass turbofan jet engine, we have a tutorial on this on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. And this is the bottom line. This jet engine is, again, a jet-powered fan, 85% of the air that moves through this engine, all commercial carriers, all military tankers, is non-combusted. So by design, it is nearly incapable of producing any condensation trail except under the rarest and most extreme circumstances. We are not seeing condensation in our atmosphere. This is a particulate spray dispersion. In my background with Bechtel Power in the solar industry, that's what got me onto this issue. For your listeners that don't know, my home is on the cover of the world's largest renewable energy magazine. I was losing huge amounts of my solar uptake from whatever these aircraft were emitting, which clearly could not be condensation, blocking 80 to 90% of my solar power on some days. This is a particulate a light scattering particulate, and to tie this into what you said before the break also, Dan, Alzheimer's, dementia, ALS, and a long list of other neurological, neurodegenerative diseases. Is it connected to climate engineering? Absolutely, positively, yes. Our lab tests from around the globe prove this. So whatever other factors are involved, and I'm not saying there's no other factor, but I'm saying mathematically the single greatest factor is climate engineering, because it's contaminating every single breath we take with particulates that are known to cause these ailments. And I'll finish with this. Inhaled forms of these particulates, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, are exponentially more harmful than ingested aluminum. This is literally a fight for life. That's why we've made this our priority issue. We are in a fight for life. So in addition to the damage to the biosphere, it's contaminating every breath we take, making us all sicker by the day.
You said solar engineering management. I think that's what you said, solar management.
Radiation.
Okay. NASA is saying that the sun is 30% less, or 30% less energy from the sun is making it to the Earth. Is this because of this geoengineering, this climate engineering?
Primarily, yes. The term is called global dimming. Your listeners can look this up. They will find some official sources that claim that this is not happening. Anyone can look up, ask themselves what happened to the blue skies, these white skies or hazed out skies that we see so often. Direct sunlight now is being radically reduced to the planet. And this is the myopic pharmaceutical industrial approach to trying to mitigate the warming and use weather as a weapon. But the global dimming factor, which is affecting my solar and the condition you described, yes, it is happening. And consider, Dan, consider how much material does it take in the atmosphere to block that much sun, every bit of which is raining down on us. And the stated goal of the most recognized geoengineers on the planet, like Dr. David Keith from Harvard, the stated goal was to put 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticulates in the atmosphere annually, 20 million tons, and we all get to breathe that. Your listeners can see my exchange with him at an international geoengineering conference if they search Dane Wigginton, David Keith. They'll find a very short 5-minute video that's extremely damning and compelling, so I encourage them to look for that.
We're coming on a break. We'll get to this more on the other side. You know, why? I always come up with why. I got a clip on the other side of President Johnson from the 60s talking about this. It's pretty chilling, and it goes to what you're saying, Dane. Dane, this is a hard pill to swallow. This is a big subject. I commend you for what you have done and the amount of tension that you've gotten over this. You have developed a lot of contacts in the military. We've talked about that. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss so much more. Dane Wigginton, geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Power Hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump was supposed to be hosting the 2018 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles at the White House. Well, many of the players said they were not going to show up and instead do other things in the city of Washington, D.C. In return, President Trump canceled the invitation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has more from the White House today.
There were 80 members of the Eagles organization that RSVP'd and committed to attend this event as recently as Friday, as well as over 1,000 fans of the Eagles organization. And the Eagles are the ones that tried to change their commitment at the 11th hour. And the president, frankly, thinks that the fans deserve better than that, and therefore we changed the ceremony.
Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced he's canceling the Senate's plan for a four-week recess in August, because they got work they need to get done. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you want to get this out of your body, Dr. Group is on. We talked about the power of filtering. You got to go get Dr. Group's products at the Power Mall. They're all on sale, 877-817-9829. We thank you so much for your purchases, for your donations. That's what allows us to bring Dane here. It's not cheap getting shortwave and being on and all this equipment and the whole thing. Thank you so much for your support. You make this. This is your show, and you've had so much about us being here and our success for 20-plus years. So thank you very much. All the detox, all those things on sale at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Detox or die, as Dr. Rogers said. I'm going to play a clip now of this is a year or so before Kennedy's assassination. This is by Vice President Johnson, before he allegedly did or did not have anything to do with Daily Plaza. But anyway, here's what he says at his alma mater.
Hitler is the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit
permit man to determine the world's cloud layer, and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
He who controls the weather will control the world. Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org. That's a pretty powerful statement. Why are these people doing this? Is President Johnson right here?
He is, and it has been going on that long and longer. We know that at scale, geoengineering was deployed in 1945. I think the question that would most make sense here, Daniel, is why wouldn't they do this? Why wouldn't they want to use a covert weapon of war? There are many agendas. It's not just weather warfare, but why wouldn't they want to use those in power, such a weapon that allows them to topple countries without those countries and their populations ever even knowing they went to war? So when you look at weather warfare, if I can back up a bit, and for example, the African countries where weather warfare was used to cut off precipitation, we know how long the protracted drought had gone on in Africa, bringing countries to their knees, and then our military forcing those countries to allow U.S. occupation. It's why we have U.S. military in 156 countries around the world. And for those who think our military can do no wrong, I'm sorry, that's simply not reality. I respect and regard many of our military members who are operating on a correct motive, but a motive is not enough. As I share with you off the air, I'm working with three very courageous U.S. Air Force, former U.S. Air Force, high-ranking officers, and they are trying to help sound the alarm in this program also. But we should remember examples like Agent Orange. Did our pilots who sprayed Agent Orange, were they told that they were going to kill their comrades on the ground along with hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of civilians? No, they weren't told. Compartmentalization. So we need to reach and wake up our U.S. military brothers and sisters so that they understand their participation in climate engineering, for whatever purpose, is participating in their own death sentence. And I don't mean off in the far-term horizon somewhere. I mean in the very near-term, immediate horizon. So we have weather being used as a weapon in addition to being used to hide the severity of damage being done to the climate, much of it from weather modification to begin with. So this is the true definition of insanity, Daniel, that to do more of something to try to mitigate or hide the damage that was done from those programs, much of it, to begin with. So if we look at a more real example of weather warfare, and I'll finish with this. After 9/11, we had General Wesley Clark told, 1 week after 9/11, he was told which countries were going to be taken down in the Middle East. Every single one of those countries has undergone a once-in-1,000-year drought. Their moisture cut off, which destabilized those nations. We have the leaders of some of those nations stating on the record this is occurring on the floor of the UN. This is filmed footage fact. So I'm just stating to people that, again, the threat that is posed by weather modification, which is also a form of biological warfare, cannot be overstated. This is an immediate fight for life.
You got my mind going a lot of different directions. Hawaii, of course, we've seen crazy results there with the whole ring of fire, almost 10,000 earthquakes in the last 30 days on Hawaii. Is this a result of some of this engineering, too? Is this going on?
We're into a much more complex subject now. Part of climate engineering involves the radio frequency microwave transmission manipulation of these particulates in the atmosphere. So for those who have seen what happens to metal filings on a table, if you put a magnet under it, they align in a certain fashion. And the radio frequency microwave transmissions are used to spread these particulates into the widest possible region. It causes them to repel each other, and it scatters them out. These same microwave frequency transmitters can be used to heat the strata. We know what happens if you put something in the microwave that has moisture in it and you microwave it too long, it blows up. If you bounce these signals, and we're talking about extraordinarily powerful signals in the millions of watts, you bounce these signals in the atmosphere and back down into Earth's strata, it causes heating. What happens when you cause that heating in a seismically sensitive zone? You can create seismic activity. This is not my opinion. This is very well documented science fact. Most people believe that such manipulation of Earth's natural systems is only fiction. This is not true. It is reality. It has long since been reality. And for anyone who does hard research, they will find it out. So in the case of, I can give you one documentation. In the case of the Fukushima quake, MIT, most people are familiar with MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, very highly respected and regarded. Anybody can look this up. I'm not asking anybody to believe me. They documented extraordinary extended heating of the atmosphere directly above the epicenter of the quake in the days prior to the quake. Is there a connection? It would certainly seem so. When we know we have the equipment to do that, it would heat the atmosphere as they're bouncing the signal off the atmosphere and then back down to Earth's strata. So, yes, it can be that that dire, and we can't know, again, with other natural processes, the fact that the oceans are heating radically and rapidly, thermal expansion can cause seismic activity as well. Again, you can't prove conclusively that a certain factor caused events like seismic activity, but you can certainly say that there's a basis to say it's possible.
Are there any areas of the world or country that this engineering is not going on?
There is no place that's not affected. Are there countries that are not participating? Yes, Iran is one. Iran is not participating in these programs. So, and whatever a person, whatever their opinion is of Iran or their particular culture, is not relevant to the fact that they are not participating in this issue. There are other countries that we believe are not participating. Ireland was one. They were crushed financially, if you remember the financial crisis that happened there. Mexico, if we remember before the swine flu outbreak happened, we had Mexico, from context we had there, it appeared, were pushing back against these programs. They did not want them. The swine flu event happened, and suddenly Mexico was back on board. It appears that any country that refuses to cooperate is dealt with in one form or another. And even if these countries don't participate, is there any escaping the fallout from climate engineering? No. The entire biosphere is contaminated with these particulates. And again, we're not speculating. We have lab tests from around the globe. So much metal is falling on us, it's actually changing soil pH values, sterile soils, killing trees, poisoning waterways. Excuse me for that. Poisoning waterways, and again, contaminating every breath we take. So back to why I focus on this issue. This is the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat. Doing anything less than trying to expose and stop these programs first and foremost is to rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic. We must deal with this issue.
Okay, how do we deal with it? We got a couple minutes before break, and then we can talk about it after. How do we deal with it?
Critical mass of awareness, it can only come from a grassroots effort because the entire system and mainstream media is bought, sold, and paid for. Social media is completely cut off our circulation at geoengineeringwatch.org. They've absolutely shut us down. It's up to us individually, and this is best done with sharing credible data, not just ranting and raving. Again, those materials are on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org with free downloadable links. People can share just the links from their home computer for free. Share credible data. And as we wake up the masses, we'll wake up military personnel. As we wake them up, we would hope that the majority of them would then refuse to participate in programs that are killing the countrymen, their own families, along with everyone else.
We're about to come to break. I think where the rubber meets the road is exactly those military people. The ones that you talk to, and you're probably going to have to answer this on the other side, but the sources that you have, the former generals, the current generals, what have you, how did they get involved with this? What are they saying? And what is it that military is being told that they're doing to justify them even being involved in that? That's what I want to get to. On the other side of the break, we'll do it. Talking to Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org. And Catherine is putting together some one sheets on this information, Dane, so people can download it from our site also, and then they can print it out and then hand it to people. Hey, do you like this geoengineering? Do you like this climate engineering? Do you like this global dimming? I know the sun looks different now than it did when I was little, or my eyesight's different. Something's different. Stay tuned. One last second.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Start putting some of these things together. Here's a couple of tidbits to put in the cauldron here. Monsanto has a patent to grow seeds in aluminum-rich soil. if that makes any sense at all, other than there's aluminum spraying down on us, I don't know what it could be. Also, my uncle, I know, and this was 10 years ago probably, his neighbor was one of the heads of maintenance at the Atlanta airport, one of the busiest airports in the world, Hartsfield International. And he told my uncle that he would not go, open on the record with this information. That he knew that this was not exactly what he's supposed to be saying. He said the jet airliners there in the fuel, they were filled with aluminum. And there is no mechanical reason why aluminum should be in the fuel for the jet airliners. That's what my uncle was told by one of the heads of maintenance at Hartsfield Internet, one of the busiest airports in the world. Dane, back to you, geoengineeringwatch.org. Let's talk about these sources, the military sources that you have. How are you finding them? What are they saying? And where do they think this is going? Hello, Dane? John, do we got Dane? John, do we have Dane? Am I getting Dane? Looks like he dropped off. We have about 8 minutes left in the show. This happens a lot to Dane, actually. I'm saying these things. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an illusion. This whole world is an illusion held together by the fabric of lies that we believe. When you believe in a lie, when you believe in a half-truth, a myth-truth, mistruth, when you misplace your convictions, your heart, and your ideals, it gives power. Your mind, your thoughts, the very beliefs that you have insurmountable power in this world. And the controllers, wannabe controllers, the globalists, understand this incessantly. And they're constantly trying to capture your imagination, distract your imagination, to some three-card money so you don't see what's going on. So that at the heart, they take your imagination and then use it against you to create the world that they want. In the image of Lucifer, a Luciferian, satanic type image. As opposed to freedom, truth, enlightenment, you know, overcoming this whole world by the light that's inside you. Where are we, John? Dane, you there? Try his phone number. Try that phone number real quick. Okay. I do really want him to get him to answer this question, so we'll work on it. The name of the show is The Power Hour. This is the Power Hour radio show. Despite any of these other, this is the Power Hour. And your power is what we want to magnify. We want you to understand it and to use it. Because it is insurmountable. And more are with you than are against you. And how you direct your beliefs and your feelings. And if feeling is the key. Your emotion, feeling, passion is the key. And so how you feel about a subject is going to give energy to it. Here we go, Dane. Dane Wigginton. Hey, hello, Dane, you there?
I hear you loud and clear now. Not sure what happened.
Who knows? I spy from some agency. Who knows? It happens quite often when somebody interesting like you comes on. The question was, your military contacts, how did you get in touch with them? What are they telling you, and where do they see this going?
Yeah, I got those from before the break. Back to what I stated about reaching a critical mass of awareness, that's how they contacted me. From a circle of awareness expanding further and further out, as people tell their families tell others, share data with others, so they understand the gravity and immediacy of this issue. With these military personnel, they understand their paycheck, pensions, their former service. None of that means anything on a dead planet. Won't mean anything to their family, their friends, or with the sickened population. And this damage being done to us, these materials that we're absorbing are bioaccumulative. They build up in our systems. They go in, but they don't come out. That's why Alzheimer's is epidemic. That's why dementia is epidemic. That's why ALS is epidemic. Autism related to other issues, including vaccinations and other sources. But when every breath we take is contaminated, that's mathematically the single greatest factor. So, again, these military people know they are going down on the same boat as the rest of us. None of the plans they had made for their lives are going to matter on the current course. And I mean in the very, very near term. Our situation is far beyond dire. So that's how we get this issue to the light of day. Because until we reach a critical mass of awareness, until people are willing to take to the streets with their pitchforks and torches, and I mean that metaphorically, to actually take to the streets in protest, to force this issue to light, to force governments around the globe to admit to these programs so we can bring them to a halt. Until people are ready to fight for their own lives, we have no chance.
How long are we talking about?
Let me give one example from this equation. Ozone destruction. The greatest single factor destroying the ozone layer is climate engineering, not CFCs. CFCs are a problem. Climate engineering, much bigger. On the current trajectory, mathematically, we have 7 to 8 years until total ozone layer collapse. Game over. That's it. Done. And that's one factor. That's only one factor of many. Doesn't mean things are normal for 7 or 8 years. It means that after 7 or 8 years, the life support systems of the planet, terrestrial life, it's done. Over. Right now, we're losing species, plant, animal, and insect, at 1.5% of normal. We're in the sixth great mass extinction. It's here now. It's not off on the horizon. It's not decades out. We'll start to see food shelves thin out in the U.S. before long. It's already happening around the globe. We're here, Dan. We're here.
I don't know what to say after that. 7, 8 years? You're talking about less than a decade. There's going to be unsustainable life on this earth, and then we'll be forced to geoengineer. Is this kind of a planned thing where now we're going to be forced to geoengineer just to protect ourselves from the sun, or what?
No. Again, geoengineering has been going on for 70 years. It's not mitigation. It's not cure. It's not going to buy us time. It's eliminating whatever time we have left. So, no, geoengineering in no way, shape, or form is a quote-unquote solution or mitigation. Geoengineering is many things. It's military application. It's over-the-horizon radar. It's electromagnetic weapon offense and defense, EMP. None of it benevolent. None of it benevolent. So let's look at what some of the frontline scientists are saying right now. They're giving us 8 years on this planet. These are frontline scientists to do with wildlife, food stocks, and so forth. So I'm begging people to research, that's all.
We have about 30 seconds. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Catherine is going to put the information on the site. You can get the one sheet just like the Second Amendment sheets, the vaccine sheets, the Bill of Rights sheets. Print them out and use your will. Freedom is not a spectator sport. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm chiding you, but your power, it's more, you cannot be just informed. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to be active right now. Your passion, your conviction. What are you convicted about? What is it? Dane Wigginton, it's so good to have you on. Last 10 seconds is yours, my friend.
I'm asking people to do legitimate investigations to and their preconceptions, their biases. And their...
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.